This is Daim Shabazz. We're in St. Louis, and we have completed both the Sinkfield and the St. Louis Rapid and Blitz. A lot of the players are just relaxing, and I'm now at the Chess House, where Sergey Karjakin, Levon Aronian, Yasser Siren are playing Buckhouse. I also have with me Elshan Maradi Abadi, who's also in there playing Buckhouse. He's a grandmaster, originally from Iran, but he's now based in the U.S. So how did you find the tournament here? How did you enjoy it?
Hi, it's amazing. You know, I'm really blessed, and I'm really thankful to St. Louis Chess Club and Scholastic Center. This is the second time I'm a GM resident here for 8 days. The first time was I was keep writing to the club that I would like to be a GM resident, and they offered me a couple of times, but the time kind of were colliding, and there was some times because of conflict that I couldn't handle. So finally I got it, and the first time was during this championship, where Sabina actually was going to play. So I was going to come here anyways, and I ended up being the GM resident.
So that was after she won the championship?
It was during. I was working during as she was playing in the championship. It was amazing. So it was a little bit of a stretch of work for me, because at night after the tournament, I had to teach. During the day, I had to prepare her. So it was like a 24/7 job for me. But it was fascinating. This one, we were planning to come because Gary Kasparov was coming out of retirement to play, and I wanted to see him over the board. It's one thing to see him in the videos playing, and one thing is to see him in actual presence, physical, that he plays.
And he hasn't played for a long time.
Yes. It's very funny that I became a grandmaster, and I started dreaming about that he might play in the Olympia, and I may get to play against him. And he retired the very same year I became a grandmaster. It was right after I became a grandmaster, he retired. So, and he's always been my hero. I was born 1985, the year he became world champion.
Right, right.
So he's always been my big hero, although I have to honestly confess I haven't studied his game deeply enough. I've studied many of his games, but not deeply enough to appreciate the kind of chess he played.
Now, you came from Iran here, and you attended school.
Yep.
Where did you attend school, and what did you study?
I went to Texas Tech. I intended to study environmental engineering in the first place, but due to some issues happened with the SPICE program and the Texas Tech University, they had to leave. I intended to leave with them in the first place. Ended up in the business school because Webster doesn't have an engineering program. And I first was committed to come to the Webster University. Ended up in the business school, got my MBA, joined the PhD program. Things didn't work out. Got a second master's degree, and I'm out of the program looking for jobs while being a full-time coach.
So you're now in North Carolina, right?
We are now based in North Carolina, yes.
Okay. So now you are grandmaster in residence, and so what are your plans in terms of playing, and do you have students, do you have a school, and what are you doing in Durham?
Well, right now I have my online classes most, right now after moving from Lubbock, most of my class, all of my classes are online, 100% of them are online. I haven't been in touch with it. I know a lot of people, the people who have helped me actually to move to North Carolina, but I haven't gotten any private students yet there. But I have a lot of online classes at this moment. And I would like to be in touch with the community, and I know they haven't had a gym for a long time in North Carolina, and now they have one grandmaster, that is me, and also they have US Women's Champion, which is going to be Sabina, because we are engaged and we live together in North Carolina. So we would like to. We just had a very successful camp in Phoenix, Arizona, with K-1 through K-5 students that were.
This was you and Sabina?
Yes, 6 hours a day. We were teaching 6 hours me, 6 hours Sabina. Then we had 14, 15 kids, and they were all 1,200 until 1,800. Two of them are going to Brazil. Two of them are going to Brazil in the World Youth. Yeah, and it was a successful camp. I'm actually intending to write about it, but I just came right here as a GM resident. We were busy with all the tournament and everything going on. So we would like to have camps because it worked out very well. Seeing a chess couple, and it was inspiring for kids to see Sabina. So I would like to have that in North Carolina, be able to teach kids, and also if I can establish an elite program, because North Carolina's chess is growing very fast. Actually, in terms of tournament, you were asking me, I'm going to play US Masters organized by Walter High which is going to be in Greensboro, and right after. That's why I didn't manage to extend my residency here at St. Louis Chess Club, because I already had committed to the tournament. So that's my goal while looking for jobs or getting back to PhD. But usually they say once you're out of PhD, you need a long break from doing a PhD, because that's really burning you down. But I it's on my bucket list. I really wanted, that was my initial goal. I never intended to be a professional chess coach or player when I moved to the US. My goal was getting a PhD, and that would be my life, research and everything. But that's my bucket list. That's what I came for. I said, this is the place for it. Mm-hmm. And but we'll see. We'll see how things will go. Right now, we'll be a full-time coach and looking for a job as a data scientist.
So Europe, the country Iran, is a very beautiful country, and I've met a number of Iranians over the years. I know some of the players on the national team at Met. And it seems like there's young talent that is rising. What can you make of the rise in chess in Iran and the talent?
It's a very good question. First of all, we have to understand, considering myself, I'm American now, I'm living here, and I'm trying to adapt the culture and a lot of fascinating things we have here. We are really blessed here. We don't see how much people are in shortage of resources to do things, and I think that's one thing pushes people toward games like chess. In a country like Iran, the economy is bad, and that's the cheapest sport you can pick up. It's not easy to pick up for example basketball, or it's not easy to pick up tennis. It's costly, the future is vague, and the reward is very ambiguous. So people try to pick up something that would have less risk in terms of the cost and in terms of the time as well. So I see chess is booming in Iran, actually. Now we have GMs who are 13, 14. Yes. The match of Millennial, they couldn't get their visa, but they were invited to play the match of Millennial. So we have, Iran has the highest rated players under 14 or under 17, I think, something like that. Or one of the top five in the world, at least. Mm-hmm. And it's because that's the only way to go. I went to the best engineering school in Iran, Sharif University. A lot of PhDs, Iranian PhDs graduating from colleges in the US, coming from the same university. And I graduated in Iran, got my degree in chemical engineering. I started working as an environmental engineer. In 8 months, I realized if I do chess, I'll make 5 times more than an engineer.
Really?
That's another incentive, yeah. Huh. Because you travel, right, you'll be exactly paid, and you make dollar or euro, which when you exchange it into the Persian real and toman, it rewards more than just, you know, making tomans and going to workplace 8 to 5.
So how
that was brought me back to chess. So I've never been a professional player in my life. In fact, in 2 periods, I quit the chess for two years. I had one to enter university, and once when I finished, and I was thinking of getting a job instead of being a full-time player.
So how have you found the U.S.? Been hospitable and easy? The adjustment has been smooth, or you have some issues?
Well, it wasn't definitely smooth. I was coming from Tehran, a multicultural city, 14 million people living there, mm-hmm, to Lubbock, Texas, a small city, very conservative, and I come from a liberal, very liberal background. And I'm not religious. My fiance is Christian. My grandma is Muslim. I sent her to Hajj. I respect my fiance's faith. I have Israeli friends, so I'm very liberal. Going to a conservative place, it was a shock. But I would say I've never faced discriminations.
It's good.
Verbally, yes, but not in life. Like things like official paperwork or other things, I haven't faced anything so far, so I'm happy about that.
So now you're representing, I think you switched your federation
to the US.
To the US,
yes. And
so you have plans to maybe play in some tournaments, some major tournaments here World Open.
I played actually really poorly there. I would say I play for joy, basically. I need to play chess, but I only play for joy. I'm mostly a professional coach, and I write here and there for Chessbase, and if in demand, if somebody asks me. I was planning to write a book, I have some material, but at this moment it's not rewarding enough, and I don't have enough driving force to do it. I don't have enough passion, and I don't like to do it without passion. It's not the right thing to do. So I would say I'm a professional coach / journalist. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I know you were seen in the media because Sabina won the U.S. Championship, and there were some very touching moments, a lot of pictures on in social media. So your life is probably going to be making a change with the your fiance and perhaps a marriage in the near future. So that may change for the better, I would think.
Absolutely, absolutely. Isn't it a good thing that your fiance is U.S. Women's Champion? That's, I think, it's fantastic. Lucky me. Yeah, it was. But apart from that, the whole thing, I mean, I should say it here again that whenever I think about how courageous this woman is, Sabina, and every moment I spend with her, I cherish for just knowing such a courageous and strong woman after all things she's been through, losing her mom and coming and winning in such a style. And she had faith, and that's the most important thing. We both had faith from the first place that she is going to do something great, and I was 100% supportive of what she was going to do. So to me, this is all is a blessing. The perks coming with it, I take it graciously and happily, but most importantly, that moment that loves always stay for us, between two of us, and I can just be happy for her and help her to be more successful, and we support each other. That's one thing I learned that makes a relationship successful, is that both of the couples, man and woman, support each other. Oh, I shouldn't say man and woman. Could be a same sex, yeah.
I understand.
It's a couple, but a couple should always support each other. And I've been blessed that I have their support, and I think it's I try to be a blessing for our relationship by supporting her. Hopefully, I'm doing my part fine.
Well, on that note, we'll close the interview. That's all the questions I have. I appreciate the time. I've really enjoyed our conversations, and I hope to see good things from you in the future. And congratulations on the engagement. And
thank you.
You know, hopefully Sabina will continue her success.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. I also have to thank you for your endeavors for chess. Everyone who is doing good for chess, and you know, it's least rewarding in terms of maybe even wide recognition is always least, but it's always internal. And I think whoever tries to do something good for chess deserves recognition and praise. So I congratulate you for your endeavors and efforts, and I hope the best. I think we are in the US, we have this movement is forming. It's not sort of a shaped movement, it's like everyone does it in different angles, but at the end, all the end of all the arrows and the vectors are toward success and one same direction. So at the end of the day, it's a positive movement, and hopefully we'll see great things happen to US chess, which is happening right now.
Thank you, Arshan. I appreciate the interview, and we're going to sign off. And this is Daim Shahbaz in St. Louis. We're signing off.